1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. I am going to have to begin with some distressing news. You know, former Clinton aide, what was his name? Well, anyhow, a former Clinton aide said that Hillary Dick Morse is planning to run for the 2024 presidential run. According to Dick Morse, the political consultant and former aide to Bill Clinton, Hillary is planning to run as the moderate choice for the Democrats in 2024 in the coming election, presidential election. And he says that there are signals that she's going to be the moderate candidate for president. She's going to say after the midterm election, so probably in November, that, and here's what she'll say, according to Morris. See, the left cost us the House and the Senate. So is she anticipating a Republican, a conservative victories? If we stay with the left-wing candidate in 2024, we're going to lose the White House. I'm the only one who will tack to the center and give us a chance at victory. So Morris also said that she's using the same playbook that he wrote for Bill Clinton in 1992. She stated this last month. And Clinton criticized Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for flying migrants from Texas to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. And during that interview, she mentioned, quote, open borders, a term Republicans have been using to attack President Biden. Open borders. Nobody wants open borders who has any idea of how governments and countries work. Is she going to run in the next election? No. No. Donald Trump took care of that. He destroyed the Clinton dynasty. It is still destroyed. It's not going to be resurrected. That coming, well, actually, there won't be a 2024 election, I don't believe. The ruler that is going to rule this country is going to take over unlawfully. And as I had stated yesterday, my opinion, it will be Barack Obama. It won't be Hillary Clinton. It won't be Donald Trump. It will be Barack Obama, and it will be, he'll come back into power, in my estimation, and my biblical point of view. He'll come back into power unlawfully by destroying the Constitution. So I had talked a little bit about him yesterday. I believe he's in Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. He's a beast that comes out of the sea. And you'll have a compadre who I believe is going to be Bill Gates. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, she suggested that Obama is behind the Ministry of Truth. Gabbard suggested that former President Barack Obama is behind the effort to establish a disinformation governance board, which she likened to George Orwell's famed Ministry of Truth. Biden is just the front man, she said on April 21st. Social media censors don't go far enough, so the government needs to step in to do the job. 6 days later, Homeland Security rolls out the Ministry of Truth, also known as the Governor or Disinformation Governance Board. She's referring to an Obama speech at Stanford University, which took place in before her statement in April, where he argued tech companies have a hard time moderating content on their own and called for more oversight. Continuing the quote, "Now the good news is almost all the big tech platforms now acknowledge some responsibility for content on their platforms. They're investing in a large team of people to monitor it," Obama said during the speech. "Given the sheer volume of content, this strategy can feel like a game of whack-a-mole." Obama also said that he believes employees at companies, they're sincere in trying to moderate violent content and hate speech, but he argued that more needs to be done to help the companies limit such posts. Then he goes on to continue a quote, "But while content moderation can limit the distribution of clearly dangerous content, it doesn't go far enough," Obama said. Now remember, the coming Antichrist, his tool will be disinformation. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
You're going to drive me to drink, drive me to Country Liquors, eh? Located at 105 East Highway 2 in Kingsburg, right in the middle of town. The best small locally owned liquor store in northern Colorado. Never drink and drive.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Head through heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to
Such a lovely place, Hotel California. Out of pjmedia.com 2 days ago, in the morning briefing, once glorious California is now a fascist lunatic asylum. I don't have the name of the gentleman that wrote the article. I forgot to print that out. But he says that Newsom, Gavin Newsom, and his never-ending quest to make California a post-apocalyptic wasteland of mob rule, of Mad Max-styled running battles, ritual cannibalism, mutant animals, and the adult version of the Lord of the Flies, signed AB 2098 into law. According to the post-millennial, the law essentially penalizes physicians for mis- or disinformation when it comes to COVID-19. Mis- or disinformation. If they tell the truth that the COVID-19 vaccinations were man-made in a laboratory, they're going to be punished. So, Gavin Newsom, according to the author of the article, the writer, is a full-on fascist. He spent time in California before he became governor. The writer spent time in California before Newsom became governor. Then he bailed. He left. I thought of him in the White House is petrifying. He comes from the same San Francisco political toilet that's given us Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi. People from the most radical part of an already radical state, they keep rising to power. He said that California is the sickest state in the nation. It has just taken up upon itself to entice unhappy American children to within its borders to be brainwashed, sterilized, and mutilated. Governor Gavin Newsom signed SB, State Bill 107, into law last Thursday, setting up California as a sanctuary state for minors seeking medical and psychological assistance in their delusional quest to become a member of the opposite sex. Now, once a confused or manipulated child sets foot on the cursed California soil, the state can take, quote, temporary emergency jurisdiction, end of quote, over the minor, quoting again, because the child has been unable to obtain gender-affirming health care or gender-affirming mental health care. SB 107 was introduced by Senator Scott Wiener in August. As so many states work, and he says that as so many states to work to erase trans kids and criminalize their families, California must always have their backs, spouted Wiener. California is forcefully pushing back against the anti-LGBTQ hatred spreading across parts of our nation. The rainbow wave is real and it's coming. They're becoming very bold about coming for our children now. Democrats used to prefer a slightly stealthier approach via taxpayer-funded public education. But now, it's straight up predatory police state. So, Hotel California. The Hotel California. And it is spread to this country. The once great U.S. of A. is now the laughingstock of the entire world. You know, one thing that the progressives, they there is a campaign by progressive liberals, a group of people internationally that are Luciferian in their doctrine. They want to eliminate God because of their hatred to God. And anyone who acknowledges the God of heaven also is a candidate for extermination. They're godless, they're wicked, they're evil, and they're admitting it. They're coming out in the open and admitting that they have a campaign, an open campaign against the God of the Bible and the children of the Bible and the poor and the needy of the world and the Jewish people, the true Jewish people, the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, yesterday, I was talking, and I had mentioned that the Department of Defense has been altering the DNA of soldiers starting in 2005. What they have been giving the soldiers has changed their DNA, and they are no longer considered to be Homo sapien. They are now considered to be, according to the documentation of the government, of the Department of Defense, they are Homo Borg Genesis. They, in other words, because they are not purely Homo sapien, they are another species, a completely different species. The vaccinations, those that have received the DNA-altering vaccinations, the batches that actually did add something to change your DNA, and the swabs that they put up your nose that had DNA contamination of the green fly and who knows what else, it was to change the individual into becoming a chimera, something different. It was just to change the DNA. So people that have been vaccinated with these true batches are now no longer considered to be Homo sapien. You are a different species. This is not, I am not saying this. This is the evidence coming from the Department of the Defense. I have an article here. I'll see if I can just look at it. And in the article, it is actually, it is North Carolina Central University Science and Intellectual Property Law Review, Genetic Warfare, Superhumans and the Law. And now that people have become a new species, it appears as if these individuals internationally belong to either the military, or they are the property of the whoever created that vaccine. They are now intellectual property. They are also biological property. Genetic warfare, superhumans, and the law. They have been attempting to create superhumans. The Born Identity movies. People think, well, this is just the gentleman that wrote the script for these movies, he was actually involved in the programs, government programs, military programs, psychological programs, to change the physical DNA of the soldiers involved or the people involved, and also to enhance their intellectual ability, to enhance their memory. And in the Born Identity movies, this is exactly what happens in the final series, or the final movie of that series. it shows and proves how they would use DNA as a marker to actually make these subjects smarter. And eventually they could viral off, is what they call it. They would enhance them physically. One way, you know, with the they found with bears. Bears, when they're sleeping, hibernating, they don't atrophy their muscles. They don't lose any muscle tone. There's no atrophy. They can go to bed. They can go to sleep. They can hibernate for 3, 4, 5 months. They wake up. They're lighter. They're thinner. They weigh less. But their muscle tone has not atrophied. Could it be that they have been using bear DNA, muscle tissue DNA, to enhance the physical abilities of soldiers? Anything that man can conceive of, if he is one in that, it is possible. The Bible says it is possible. God acknowledges that when man is one in whatever it is he's attempting to do, he can do it. This is why God destroyed or changed the languages during the time of Nimrod in that period. In Genesis chapter 10, they were building a tower that was going to reach heaven. And God did say, because they were one, they would be able to do it. And God confused the languages of the world. Once again, mankind is attempting to do the same thing. Mankind has found ways to open the wall between two dimensions, the physical world and the invisible world. They call them stargates, portals. These movies on this are depicting, honestly, what people are doing, what the DARPA and who knows what other agencies are doing this secretly. The Hadron Collider there in Europe, they are actually opening windows from the physical world into the spiritual world. I play the song Alice's a White Rabbit. Alice in Wonderland going down a rabbit hole. This is true. This is not fiction any longer. It is true. With the Hadron Collider, they are opening a hole from the physical world into the spiritual world. People that have been in the project are concerned. They're saying, you know, even though it's only open for a fraction of a second, in the invisible world, in the world where the holy angels, the fallen angels, Lucifer, and God dwell, God says that one day with God is 1,000 years with man. This is in Peter. One day with God is 1,000 years with man. So we open the portal for, let's say, a half a second. Well, in our world, it's a half a second. In the other world, could it be a day? And what comes through from the other side to this side is what has some of these scientists worried. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back in a few minutes, 1360KHSC.com for podcasts, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. This is Rick Rodriguez. I'm the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the rise of the New World Order, secret societies, New World religion, weather warfare, and international wars. Right here on KHNC AM 1360.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new P.E. Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
This is Kevin LaRusso from Common Nonsense, sponsored by Mac Equipment. If you want to hear more of me, you can listen to me every morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, only on 1360 KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
Watching in a trance, the crew is circling, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1. Let me know us. 15 falling, floating waiters, calling, calling.
Okay. In the Bible, God said that the heavens belonged to Him. Man was forbidden to go into outer space. But, like with all things in the occult world, anything that is forbidden is violated by these people. Don't kill, don't murder. They kill, they murder. Certain sexual practices that are forbidden, they do it. Everything the Bible says you're not to do, they intentionally do. God's heaven was His. It is His. The space from the earth all the way to where God's heaven is, in His perfect heaven in the area of Orion to the north. That is where He dwells. A spiritual world. Nothing can go in. Mankind has found it. They have found it. The astronomers have found God's heaven. And now they know it's like a balloon. They can get to it. It'll take them forever. But if they could get to it, they know that they cannot get inside of it because it's another dimension. This is what they're attempting to do with the splitting the Hadron Collider. That's what they are attempting to do. If they can go into the invisible world, they believe they can travel to God's heaven. And Antichrist is going to believe that he can dethrone God and take the throne of God as his own. This is what man is attempting to do. God, his heaven is his. Now, with Lucifer, like I had stated yesterday, God created the heavens and the earth. God created all of the angelic hosts. He created Lucifer perfect. And Lucifer became a little, he was deceived into believing that he could be God. And a third of the angels took that same position, and they became fallen, and they were exiled from God's heaven, from God's holy heaven. And they're still exiled. And all of their activity is not out in the universe. It's not on Saturn. It's not. They were probably up there at one time, up and down the planets from here to Pluto, and the other one they found beyond Pluto. They were able to travel up and down. But now their focus is on Earth. God created Adam, and Satan, Lucifer, who became Satan, and Lucifer, it says that God created Adam in his own image, and now Lucifer is trying to create mankind in his image. This is the reason for the genetic altering of the DNA of Adam. This is the plan of Lucifer, to create his own species. But to do that, he has to add to Homo sapien something that will contaminate Homo sapiens so they're no longer Homo sapien. And he's worked at it, and he's doing it. But he will not be, the Lucifer will not be successful. He'll do what he's going to do that's allowed by God, but nothing more. With this DNA, women who are vaccinated, that DNA ends up in the milk. Now, this is allnewspipeline.com. Alarming reports of babies mysteriously dying there are 648 cases of side effects reported to the Veyer system on breastfed infants whose mothers received the COVID-19 vaccine. In Israel, the Ministry of Health even made a U-turn in a record time of 4 days, when already on December 20th of last year, a recommendation was issued for pregnant and lacting women to get vaccinated. The issue of vaccination safety for breastfed infants is hardly discussed. But at least 648 cases of side effects in infants vaccinated with COVID vaccines, most of them with mRNA vaccines, including deaths, life-threatening side effects. So we know about the vaccination. But now, this was a mother. I was breastfeeding my son at the time. I pumped within an hour of receiving the shot. My five-month-old son nursed the night following the shot, and later ate the pumped milk that I acquired the same day of the shot. 11 days later, he was found unresponsive during his nap at daycare. It is not clear how long he was unresponsive until he was found. He was immediately rushed to the hospital. Doctors were able to get his heart beating again with excessive effort. Organ damage was extensive. He had no brain function. He did not recover. He passed away 13 days after I received the shot, and he was nursed. Another mother, this was a year ago in March 17th, about a year plus. A mother breastfed her baby. He was 5 months old, died one day after his mother was vaccinated during a work day. The next day, the baby fell ill, developed a fever, a rash, refused to eat, cried nonstop. The patient brought the baby to a local ER where assessments were performed. Blood analysis revealed elevated liver enzymes. Infant was hospitalized, continued to decline, passed away. No allergies, no exposures, nothing other than mother's vaccination the previous day and nurse breastfeeding. Okay, so let's go then to Australia. They are giving cows mRNA vaccine, which will pass into the milk, cheese. A friend, this was yesterday, a friend informed me today that her neighbor, a dairy farmer, is now forced to vaccinate her herd with an mRNA vaccine. I'm going to stop right there. We're going to finish this when they get back. This is the present truth. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. This is the present truth.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Bob Cambrin here with Waterworks. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and other impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today. Bob Cambrin, 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexapure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360KHNC.com.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter don't...
And you labor all your life, you work, and you accumulate, and then it is taken from you. If you're not robbed, by the IRS or tax agencies, or then what happens is your health is taken from you. And what do you do when your health is taken from you? You suffer. Either way, if your finances are I call embezzled, extorted. I lived in Las Vegas. Everything in Vegas is extortion. Every tax, everything is extortion. That's what it is. Now, going back to Australia. So they're having the dairy herds injected with the mRNA vaccine. I just read you that mother's milk, the mothers who have not been vaccinated, but then are forced to, or for whatever reasons, they get the vaccination, and if they're breastfeeding, the child is affected. And in the two cases I read to you, there's only two. Who knows how many thousands or tens and thousands, tens of thousands of people internationally that are breastfeeding their children, and they've been vaxxed. The children are affected in a negative way, and they die, or they're so sick that they're miserable. So now, if that's mother's milk, now they're going to inject these cows with this mRNA vaccine. The farmer said, it is mandatory for all dairy farms to have their herd jabbed with this mRNA vaccine. He said, the person said, it's not sure if this is just for a certain territory or if this is across Australia. They're going to investigate. The dairy herd DNA is altered, milk is altered, and you consume it. Butter, yogurt, cheese, if you eat the animal later on, it also is altered. Then the article is asking, this is by a Dylan 11. This is truth11.com. Will chicken and other meats be next? This is what has happened. The program, the objective, the final objective, yes, is to kill and cull, destroy, make sick, harm as many human beings as possible. This is Revelation chapter 6, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the four horses. They are a type of collective mankind that is evil, that is unrestrained in evil, that is very powerful, but there is no bit in their mouth like horses you can't control. This is mankind in a collective state of evil people, a swarm of evil people swarming together. You can catch one, possibly. You see these little fish, tuna, they swarm in the ocean. A shark, you know, and other predatory animals, they get lucky. But they swarm together so that they are not out alone where they can get picked off. And this is what the children of the devil do. They swarm together. And you can't find really the older from the younger, the leaders. But the Bible says there are the wealthy, the rich, the rulers of the world, and they have to go underground. They have to go into their dens and hide from the wrath of God that is coming. Their time is very, very short. They don't believe it. They don't want to believe it. But in the meantime, they're going to do as much. They're going to insult, are going to afflict, kill, murder, do as much evil as they can, in spite of the fact that they're willing to trade tit for tat. But if you kill they'll figure, well, if I'm going to die, I'll take 10 with me. They're so vindictive. And the collective brain has decided the best way to kill people is through war. It's in the Bible. War, plagues, famine, and then the combination of all three together, death. So with the vaccinations, if they can't kill everybody, then the other plan, Satan wants to create mankind in his own image. Lucifer is using forbidden knowledge brought into the world, given to mankind, forbidden knowledge, to either kill or to change Homo sapien to Homo Borg Genesis. That's the military term. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. I want to talk to you for a moment about investment. Savings is great, and everyone who listens to KHNC knows who to call. But I want to talk to you about Joey Jaquint. Give him a call at 602-909-9048. Why call Joey? Because there are ways to grow your money by investing with Joey Jaquint and Northwestern Mutual. Gold is safe, but with risk comes reward. And Joey can put your money into high-risk or low-risk products to grow your money with investing. Joey can also cover those just-in-case situations with very important life insurance policies, some of which can grow your money and be used in the future. Call Joey at 602-909-9048. Buy all the gold you can afford, but call Joey and learn how to protect and grow your money with some well-placed investments.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, final segment. On Sunday, join me for the from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And the Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. I used the term Present Truth when I was in Las Vegas on a small station there years ago. And in the book of Peter, Peter talked about a present truth for the Christians that had occurred after Christ's resurrection in the New Testament. There was a present truth. Now God had a new plan for mankind. He is God. Now, through His Son becoming the Holy Spirit, the present truth was now God was not off, outward, off in His heaven, but now God, through the Holy Spirit, Christ, through the Holy Spirit, was living within mankind. That was a present truth. that all their sins had been forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ. That was a present truth. Christ had gone through his passion. He had been crucified. He had been tested. He had was crucified. He died. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. He resurrected. That was a present truth. He ascended to the throne in the heavens and sits now at the right hand of his Father. That is a present truth. And the world in which we live in, there are in exactly the same way present truths. One of the present truths is that at the end of the world, in the decade before Christ comes, there would be evil in the world by a swarm of Luciferians who serve Lucifer. It would be that this was what the world would look like. And these individuals, this swarm, a collective group of very powerful, very intelligent, very evil people, would be given permission to carry out their attack on mankind. That is a present truth. We are in it. But in the last decade, there were things that would have to happen. And one of the things that will happen is Israel is going to be attacked by surrounding nations, and Israel will be victorious. Israel will expand her borders, her territory, double. She'll own present-day Jordan. Russia is going to attack Israel with Iran and a group of other nations, and they will be destroyed by God. That is a present truth to come. Both of these, what I just mentioned, they're going to be a present truth to come. But we are in a present truth. We are being cloned. Mankind is being cloned into something other than Homo sapien. Mankind is being changed in his DNA to a non-human. We have moved from Homo sapien to what the military calls Homo Borg Genesis. Borgs. Something not human. Borgs. Something created. The government, the military has been doing this since 2005, changing the DNA of personnel that have gone into the service. Do not join the service. You will for sure become a Borg Genesis. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We are in a present truth. Talk to you tomorrow, 2 o'clock, God willing. He is. See you then. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Come sail the Mardi Gras and have the time of your life with Cruise Planners, the easiest and best way to plan your cruise. The Mardi Gras Cruise, February 13th through 25th, is a great way to escape the noisiness of life and enjoy the ocean, with amazing attractions and fun for everyone on and off the boat. Contact them at 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Again, 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.